This is Small Biz Spotlight, featuring up-close interviews with small business leaders and entrepreneurs across America. And now, here's your host, David Wolf.
Our guest on this segment is an expert in furniture restoration and upholstery. Buzz Rodriguez is the owner of Point Loma Cabinet and Upholstery. His company has been serving San Diego residents for more than 30 years. Joining us on the line from San Diego, his shop there, to tell us more about the work he does with Point Loma Cabinet and Upholstery is Buzz Rodriguez. Buzz, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you.
To lay the groundwork, Buzz, if you would, how did you originally get into the field of upholstery and furniture restoration? How did you find your way into this business?
Basically, hunger. Let's see, I was doing gardening and landscaping there for a while, and then my highly capable wife at the time recommended that we buy this sewing machine and compressor from a friend of ours because he tried the upholstery business and he didn't do so well, but I was skeptical, but she had the abilities that kind of surprised me. She could just pick things up and do it. She said, I'll do the reupholstery, you just do all the heavy work. So we started out like that, and after the first couple of jobs that we did, word got around that hey, these guys are good. As time went on, of course, our skills increased, and she got pregnant and left, and then I was there by myself, so I had to teach myself the things that she was doing. So that was a bit of a learning curve, but as time went on, of course, our client base grew, and they, of course, referred me to other people, and the rest is history. I mean, that was like, over 30 years ago.
Yeah, we're talking so, 30 years ago. So what year did you actually found Point Loma Cabinet and Upholstery?
It was actually 1975.
Wow.
We started, and we started actually it was a laundromat on Point Loma Avenue. And in the back of the laundromat, it had a little garage. And we started out of that little garage in the alley.
Mm.
And and then from there, we had to move out because people started streaming to the garage. And it was upsetting the neighbors, so I had to actually rent a commercial space.
What other range of services do you provide? Is it still essentially rebuilding furniture and repairing or reupholstering furniture?
It's care, maintenance, and upkeep, and sustaining the older pieces of furniture that were built years ago, which in my opinion, are really the only true, real furniture left on the planet, because all the new stuff that's coming out, it's sad. It's a really sad comment.
I want to drill into that. What is it about the way they did it then that they don't do anymore? You know, you're an expert. You're repairing this stuff. You see how they put it together. What's changed?
Well, the idea of quantity instead of quality. Back in the day, they made everything by hand, and those things that were made by hand are still around. And as the industrial age came on, then they started popping things out a little quicker. But basically, what separates the men from the boys as far as furniture is the bones, the base construction of any chair or sofa. If it is made of hardwood or even wood at all, and it has a good frame and it's put together with some type of integrity behind it all, those pieces of furniture will virtually outlast us. A lot of the stuff, as compared to the stuff that is new today you buy in the showroom floor, a lot of it is synthetic materials. Most of it today comes from overseas, and unfortunately the furniture industry overseas, we have no idea. Most of it's unregulated, so that they put types of materials in there that can be even harmful to your health. For example, a lot of the furniture that you buy, some of this budget furniture, I won't name names, but there's most companies out there, you can go and buy a sofa for $300-$400, a whole sectional for $1,100 or $1,200. The prices are, right away, exclamation mark should come up, but
yeah.
You look inside of this stuff, and the materials where they cut the corners is places where you don't see things, like the frame, the spring systems, the foam. A lot of the construction of the frame is particle board, which uses formaldehyde resins, which outgas carcinogenic and toxic fumes into the air.
Oh, man.
And people fill their homes with this stuff, and they... they lay on it, they sleep on it, And many wonder, hey, why do I have this illness?
Yeah, it's coming up more and more, isn't it? Is it as much the glues as well, or is it or the way they connect things, the quality of, I don't know what you call these, the seams or the fasteners used? Have those methods changed as well?
All the above.
Yeah.
All the above.
A little bit of all of it, yeah.
I get constant calls, and, oh, I have this sofa, it's only a couple of years old, and the seams are, my pillows are coming apart, and my seat caved in, and my foam collapsed, and, you know, I just tell these people, look, I'm not going to try to come out and restore something that wasn't put together right in the beginning, in the first place.
Yeah, yeah. When we talk about restoration, we instantly think of fine antique pieces. I'm going to guess that that's a lot of what drives your passion. You'd probably love to work on antiques, restoring fine furniture. Do I have that right? And what percentage of your business is that?
I wish it were 100% of my business, but it's not. Not everyone owns antiques. Antiques technically is defined as anything over 100 years old.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah, and a lot of folks have these old pieces that were passed on from their great-grandparents, maybe even their parents. And like I just went over to a client's house, and he has a chair that came over on a covered wagon. It's a really old piece. But they're beautiful. The older and the more in disrepair they are, the more we enjoy working on such things, because the before and after effect gives you a good feeling when you see how it turns out when it's done. Not only antiques, but actually anything over even 10 years ago, furniture was put together better. Well, 10 years ago, the import of pieces were less than it is now.
Are we talking about China predominantly here?
Well, China, Indonesia, you know, places over there in that part of the world, a lot of our stuff that we have in our homes now comes from there. And it's like Janis Joplin, you know, Cheap Thrills, the old album that came out. It's a thrill to find something that looks so nice and so, and feel so comfortable on the showroom floor.
Yes.
You don't have to pay as much. You get it home and, you know, you're all happy and everything. And then things start happening over the months and years after that. And inevitably, I can't tell you how many times I have to play the wet nurse to people that come in the door because, you know, they're so sad. Oh, I just went out and bought this and it's not that old. Oh, my goodness, I threw away my old sofa that I had for so many years, and now I wish I had it back, and yada, yada, yada.
Wow. Wow. Well, you're thinking to yourself, that other piece of furniture you threw away was probably had a lot more integrity in terms of its construction and the materials used, as you've pointed out.
Simply because if they had kept that and brought it in, I would have first inspected and made sure that it had a good base construction. And then from there, we would build on that base construction and virtually make any style we can use that as our foundation and restyle it, and then they would have it for another 15-20 years, you know, and it would cost a little bit more than something they'd go out and buy off the showroom floor, some of these glitzy pieces that they have out there. But longevity is the word here, you know. You want your furniture, a good furniture should last at least 10 to 20 years.
Okay, yeah. That's a good benchmark. So there's some lessons here for those listening. If you're working with someone like Buzz Rodriguez, he can point you in a direction where, you know, you don't need to throw away and buy something new, fresh off the floor. You may have the gem that you really want right there. You just need someone like you, Buzz, to assess the situation, see what kinds of repairs are required. And now you've got something that was built right in terms of its base construction, but you can do aesthetically what you want to with it. Let's talk a little bit about the aesthetic piece of all this. I'm imagining for the upholstery side of the business, folks have a lot of options when they work with you, right?
Yeah, the sky's the limit as far as that goes, because we have a carpenter shop, a paint shop, and an upholstery shop. We can create, recreate, redesign, keep it the same style, put whatever fabric you want. I have a large, vast selection of different fabrics. I have three showrooms that they can go to. So virtually, they can create anything they want, and then we put it together. Mm. So truly, each piece that's done is unique. We also ergonomically customize the piece to the individual's own physiology. If they're tall, then they want a deeper seat. They want a higher seat, or maybe they don't. Maybe they want to sit lower. They want to have more pitch in the back, have a softer back, firmer, whatever. We take the prescription, we fill it out, and then they just have to take the two aspirin and call me in the morning.
No, I love that metaphor. We're visiting with Bud Rodriguez. He's the founder, CEO, and expert in all things furniture and upholstery. The company is Point Loma Cabinet and Upholstery in the San Diego area. That's 619-298-3828. 619-298-3828. For those on the internet, www.furniturebuildandrenew.com, just like it sounds. I wanted to talk with you, Buzz, a little bit about the way you're marketing. You know, when you think of the type of business you have, it's pure brick and mortar. These types of businesses have been around for years. Let's face it, the internet doesn't immediately come to mind. You are using the internet as a tool, some methods that are quite interesting, and I think to the other small business owners listening, which we have many, they may find it interesting as to how you're generating leads and how you're leveraging the power of the internet to grow your leads in your business. Tell us about how you use the internet.
If someone had told me that I would be doing what I'm doing now 6 months ago, or maybe a little further back even, I would laugh at them. You know, I'm not using the Yellow Pages. I'm not putting ads out in the newspaper or the Penny Saver. I'm not doing what I've been doing for over 30 years. It's just like something fell out of heaven and plopped right in my lap, man. And that was this idea of getting a website. And I am not a techie. I, for the longest part, kept everything at arm's length as long as I could. But then I realized, you know what? If I just don't jump into this swimming pool and stop putting my little toes in the water, I just got to take a headlong dive and get wet. And that's what I did. Got a website. Had some help on that, of course. That helped me put videos on their website and put certain type of copy and so forth that would be like a magnet to people that needed their furniture. And not that long ago, I just realized, you know, like scales fell off my eyes, and I said, man, everybody's got furniture. And everybody's got issues with their furniture, and everyone's trying to find exactly what we provide. So the best way to get out there is not blimp, but get on the internet. And now I sit anywhere with my laptop, answer emails, I get leads. Oh, man, I get so many leads. My friend Craig said someday I'm going to want to strangle him. Well, that day is here.
Because you have so much business. There are so many leads that you're bringing in.
I can't keep up with it all.
Does it tend to be locally focused? In other words, you've got a business that's, you know, people come in through the door, so to speak. The door now is the internet. The internet is global. So do you find that you get a lot of out-of-town leads? And if so, how do you service them?
One of the leads someone from Korea, South Korea. They found me on the internet, and they wanted me to do some work for them. Of course, we don't provide pickup and delivery to South Korea, but I assume they're going to be moving to San Diego, and I'll be doing the work there. And then I got another lead from Great Britain the other day. So, but most of my leads are right here in San Diego, because when people type in Reupholstery San Diego, my website comes up on the first page, and as a result, you know, I get anywhere from, I'd say, 5 to 10 calls a day, and they're good calls.
Wow.
They're all ready to go, because my website is set up in such a way that it does introduction as far as what I do, who I am, and kind of does a lot of the sales process for me, so that when they call, they're just about ready to go.
Yeah, they already know you. They have a sense that they know you, and in fact, this interview is similar to that way of doing it, where we create an intimacy with you so that the potential customer can understand how you work and who you are. So a lot of this is automated, and as I understand it, a lot of the follow-up is automated too. Isn't that right?
Yes, there's a program that I use that will automatically respond when someone signs on my landing page on my website. And then they call and they want to, all I have to do is just basically set up an appointment and come out, take a look, see what they have. And then if they like what they see, then we beautify their home with our product.
You can focus on what you know how to do, which is the furniture and upholstery business. This stuff is automated for you. You had some help putting it together, and it's growing your business. So congratulations to you, by the way, for embracing this after 30 years. Many small business owners have trouble crossing that line that you described earlier, and you've done it, and you're seeing the results, and it's great stuff. Buzz Rodriguez, what an interesting business you're in. We've been visiting with Buzz Rodriguez. The business is Point Loma Cabinet and Upholstery, located in San Diego. Phone is 619-298-3828. And the website where you can learn more about the work he does. And by the way, there's some video, and I'll call them educational materials. Learn what you don't know about the matters surrounding the furniture that you'd like to restore. You may have a gem sitting in your living room and not know it. Buzz can tell you, and he can make it better if that's what you'd like. It's www.furniturebuildandrenew, just like it sounds, furniturebuildandrenew.com. And Buzz, I want to thank you for joining us on Small Biz Spotlight. Continued success to you and with your new marketing as well. And have fun in San Diego.
Okay, well, thank you. And basically my mission, I just want to help people save that furniture. Don't throw it away. There's not going to be any after that stuff's gone. Of course, I can't foretell the future, but from this point in time, it appears like the old pride and craftsmanship is not going to return anytime soon anyway.
The words of wisdom, insight, and experience from Bud Rodriguez. Thanks again, Buzz. Enjoyed it. A delight. We'll follow your story. All the best.
Thank you very much.
You've been listening to Small Biz Spotlight, up-close interviews with small business leaders and entrepreneurs across America. For more information about our guests or to subscribe, visit smallbizamerica.com.
Small Biz America.